Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Well, regardless of how you felt about the recent presidential election, you have to admit it was close. But close as it was, it could have been just a little closer. Here's Rudy Valley.
Just a little closer, dear. kisses, sweet loving from you. My mind is set on you, my heart is bent on you. I'd go in bed for you, that's how I feel. And it's real, come a little closer. Listen to my plea, come a little closer. Be sweeter to me.
From 1930, Come a Little Closer, McKinney's Cotton Pickers with trombonist Quentin Jackson, also performing the vocal. Quentin Jackson was born January 13, 1909, in Springfield, Ohio, and was a fixture with the Duke Ellington Orchestra in the 1950s. Jackson was an expert with the plunger mute and learned to play trombone from his brother-in-law, Claude Jones, who also played with McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Quentin Jackson played with Zach White, Don Redman's orchestra, and Cab Calloway. As a bandleader himself, Jackson did record four titles in 1959. Quentin Jackson died in New York City on October 2, 1976. And we started off this election results segment of Rapidly Rotating Records with Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees from 1930 and Just a Little Closer. Here's a little different version of Just a Little Closer, this one by Ruth Etting.
But still I want you. my hand. Just a little word to make me know that you understand. I know you're mine, but still I want you. Just a little closer, dear.
Chicago's sweetheart, the sweetheart of Columbia Records, or America's radio sweetheart. Take your pick, they all refer to Ruth Etting. They're singing Just a Little Closer from September 18, 1930. Just a Little Closer is from the film Remote Control, a William Haynes comedy crime caper film in which a fast-talking radio announcer discovers that a fake on-air clairvoyant is using code to communicate with his criminal gang by remote control. Well, I can assure you that we don't communicate by code around here, and I'll tell you straight out that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL 88.7 Avalon. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. Last week on November 13th in 1921, that great romancer of the silver screen, Rudolph Valentino, starred in The Sheik, or The Sheik, which was released on that day. The Sheik firmly established Valentino's popular reputation as the great lover, and his last film, the comical Son of the Sheik, in 1926, sealed that title. Valentino never thought of himself as a conqueror of women, nor as a great actor, and found the Sheik films rather silly. Valentino had plans to make more serious films, beginning with a version of El Cid to be called The Hooded Falcon. In New York, for the premiere of Son of the Sheik, he collapsed on August 15, 1926, and died 8 days later from peritonitis. Here to commemorate the Sheik and Valentino's grandiose romantic persona is the Cleartone Dance Orchestra.
Thank you.
From a 78 on the One Word Clear Tone label from somewhere between 1920 and 1923, the Clear Tone Dance Orchestra and the Sheikh of Araby. We know it was between 1920 and 1923 because the Clear Tone label was in existence for only those 3 years. There was also a Clear Tone record label, Clear Tone with Two Words, that was in existence about 1904. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL. I'm Glenn Robison. We'll be back with some more election songs right after this. We started off the show with some songs about the election results, and I have a couple more election songs. The election was certainly not unanimous, but here's a great little record by the Sunshine Boys.
Say, who's delighted? I'm delighted. Don't I look the part? Oh, that's your sweet, sweet, I know. She wouldn't guess me, couldn't guess me. We never could agree. Is that all over? Yes, sirree. Took a walk with baby, made the grades some haul. Had a talk with baby, and it's unanimous now. I was strong for baby, she was you know how. Thought she changed her maybe, and it's unanimous now. Oh yes, her daddy and mother said okay. Oh no, there isn't another in the way. Never thought of marriage, but we'll take the vow. Saw a baby carriage. And it's unanimous now.
Wait a minute, what are you boys doing with this tune?
Well, what do you mean, what are we doing with this?
Why, there isn't any color to your work. Why not put some color in it?
Well, what do you mean by color?
Well,
took a walk with my baby. My baby, she's a wow. Had a talk with my baby. Boy, and it's unanimous now.
Oh, but boy, if you sing it that way, you'll ruin your rep. Why not let's sing it this way and give it lots of pep?
Oh, she's got a way of patting that I like somehow. I got a way of letting it's unanimous now. When we get busy with our love and wow, why do we get dizzy? It's unanimous now. When I hold her on my knee, my good behavior just leads me
by degree.
Got the ring she craved for.
How'd you do it?
Never mind just how.
Oh, I'll bet it isn't paid for.
But it is unanimous now.
Oh,
but
up to his ear and heard it softly say, I do not choose to run, I do not choose to run. Try and shake me, you can't make me, my spring days are done. Wind me up once more, then drop me on the floor. Now I don't care, I just declare, I do not choose to run.
Thank you.
go. Everywhere that Willie went, the band was sure to go. When they heard this little song, now things have changed about. When Billy whispers, "Let's go, boys," the band begins to shout.
We do not choose to play. We do not choose to play. Break our fiddles and let's whistle, throw our sacks away. We will whistle down the trip, hooray. Anything will be that thing. We do not choose to play.
Harry Reeser and his Six Jumping Jacks with Tommy Stacks doing the vocal, and a little banjo interlude there by Harry Reeser himself, and I Do Not Choose to Run from March 14, 1928. And before that, Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney, no relation, better known as the Sunshine Boys, and It's Unanimous Now from August of 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard every Sunday evening at 6, here on Island Radio, KISL 88.7, Avalon. You hear from me every week, and I'd love to hear from you with your requests or comments about the show. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON. Cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805, area code 909-641-0805. Well, whether you're doing steps, low-impact aerobics, a plié, or walking a tightrope, where would you be without the latest in leotards? The original leotard was a skin-tight one-piece garment with the lower portion resembling tights and was designed by Jules Leotard. Leotard had reason to design a garment such as that because last week, on November 12th in 1859, Jules Leotard made his first public appearance as the world's first flying trapeze artist. He was just 21 years old, but had been practicing since he was a little boy, swinging from a trapeze hanging over the swimming pool in his father's gymnasium. Try as I might, I couldn't find any records specifically about leotards, but I do have a couple of songs about other garments, or lack thereof. Here's Jelly Roll Morton. Thank you.
heart wasn't full. She swapped him for bull. All I could hear the voice was saying, "Won't you love it, babe?" Everybody looking, "Love it, babe." All voice said, "Won't you love it, babe?" Everybody looking, "Gone, shine, drag, no more style."
Short Dress Gal, Sam Morgan's dance band from October 22, 1927, with the vocal by Sam Morgan. Sam Morgan was born in 1895 in Bertrandville, Louisiana. His first band was the six-piece Magnolia Band, which unfortunately made no recordings. In 1925, Morgan suffered a stroke and left music until 1926. In the meantime, his brother, Ike, organized the Young Morgan Band, along with brother Andrew. When Sam recovered sufficiently to play, he joined the band, was soon leading it, and the name was changed to Sam Morgan's Dance Band. The band was very popular in and around New Orleans and surrounding states. Sam Morgan suffered another stroke in 1932, and the band broke up in 1933. Sam Morgan died of pneumonia on February 25, 1936. And we started off with one of the last commercial recordings made by Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton, The Naked Dance, recorded December 16, 1939. He had recorded The Naked Dance 2 days earlier on December 14th, but it was played at a considerably slower pace. We're going to take a trip to Tennessee when we return, right after this. Last week on November 16th in 1955, Tennessee Ernie Ford hit the top spot on the record charts with 16 Tons, which became the fastest-selling record in history, jumping to number one in just 3 weeks. The tune on Capitol Records stayed at number one for 8 weeks. Ford is known for other classics, including Mule Train, The Shotgun Boogie, The Cry of the Wild Goose, I'll Never Be Free, Mr. and Mississippi, and The Ballad of Davy Crockett. He was also famous for his religious albums and his NBC TV show, which aired from 1956 to 1961. Tennessee Ernie Ford was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1960. So here to commemorate Tennessee Ernie Ford's number one hit are some songs about Tennessee, or Tennessee, as they say in Tennessee. Thank you.
reminding me that I miss a little miss who misses me in sunny Tennessee. Breezes are blowing kisses, sending them COD, 'cause I miss a little miss who misses me in sunny Tennessee. I'm hoping someday she'll drop me a line, and maybe she'll say that she's gonna be mine. Oh Lordy, nothing but dreams and memories keeping me company, 'cause I miss a little miss who misses me in sunny Tennessee. Thank you.
He only thinks and drinks the dew from the Tennessee still.
We started off this set of Tennessee songs way back when with Ben Selvin and his orchestra from December 12, 1930, and I Miss a Little Miss Who Misses Me in Sunny Tennessee. The vocal refrain was by the Rollickers. I Miss a Little Miss was written by J. Fred Coots, with the lyric by Tot Seymour, who wrote a number of songs for Fats Waller. I Miss a Little Miss was also recorded by Nick Lucas, Sigur Ellis, and Roy Smek. Then it was Charlie Strait's Rendezvous Orchestra, recording in Chicago in October of 1923, and Sweet Henry, the Pride of Tennessee, written by Benny Davis and Harry Axt from a Paramount 78. After that, a Joe Sanders composition and vocal with Coon Sanders Nighthawk Orchestra and Tennessee Lazy. Some of the first copies of that record, recorded by Victor on February 12, 1929, gave the title as Tennessee Lady. If you happen to have one of those laying around, it's wrong, so you'll want to send it to me. And we finished up our Tennessee set with the Chicago Rhythm Kings and Tennessee Twilight from October 21st, 1933. Some Tennessee songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. We'll be back with Jelly Roll Morton, Ben Burney, and another one from Coon Sanders Nighthawks when we return right after this. This past week on November 16th in 1841, Napoleon Guerin of New York City patented the Cork Life Preserver, a jacket containing 18 to 20 quarts of grated cork. Of course, life preservers are designed to keep you afloat in water, so here in commemoration of Napoleon Guerin's invention are some songs about water, starting off with Jelly Roll Morton.
Tastes like sherry wine, mean sherry wine. Oh, the Mississippi water tastes like turpentine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Bleed to my soul, my gals. Got a black cat bone, yes, black cat bone. She'll go away, but she's sure to come back home. Michigan water tastes like cherry wine. She looks like a frog, hops like a kangaroo. If you ain't got no hopper, let you be your hopper too. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Gal in Alabama, one in Spain, another in Mississippi, I'm scared to call her name. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Michigan water tastes like sherry. Thank you.
cheap way. Round to dance out, let me lay. My heart cries out for muddy
Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra from December 1926 and Muddy Water. And before that, Michigan Water Blues, Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton, piano and vocal, from December 16, 1939. On November 15th, way back in 1904, one of Broadway's most famous phrases was uttered for the first time. Ethel Barrymore, appearing in the play Sunday, spoke the famous line, "That's all there isn't any more," at the end of her curtain call. Here's the Coon Sanders original Nighthawk Orchestra. What a great record! Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra, Carlton Coon performing vocally from August 7th, 1925, and That's All There Is, There Ain't No More. And that's all there is for this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. This is Glenn Robison. I'll be back next Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio KISL 88.7 Avalon, with more rapidly rotating records from out of the 78 Archive Vault, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. But in the meantime, You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com. You can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. I hope you'll tune in again next Sunday evening at 6 for another edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. In the meantime, I do thank you for your very kind attention.